Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It is the 9th of March 2026. I want to talk today about a way to get your technicians to generate Google reviews for you. And this is not just an idea, this is something that's being done practically by one of the other members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So Google reviews are so important. You will know, or I hope you know, of the concept of social proof. It was a term first coined by a psychology professor called Robert Cialdini. He wrote about it in his book in 1984. The book was called Influence, and he came up with 6 weapons of influence. And one of them is this term social proof. So this term's only been around, 42 years? I'm sure it feels like it's been around a lot longer than that. But social proof is where you put something in front of other people that persuades them that people like them trust you. So we typically think of social proof as testimonials, reviews, and case studies. And the reason that social proof works, it's actually psychology. It comes right down to how we are driven inside, that we feel safer when we're doing something that other people, particularly other people that we identify to be like us, that other people are already doing. So if you think back to cave dwelling times, 100,000 years ago or whatever, you're in a cave and you're looking out the cave and all the other cavemen and women are running to the left. You don't sit there and think, I wonder what they're running from. You just run, right? Because it's social proof. If everyone else is doing it, it is a bit sheep mentality. Obviously, these days we have the intellect to override that, but we're still deeply affected by social proof at a very emotional level. So one of the best forms of social proof is a Google review. It's one of the best forms because it's independent. You have to be a verified Google user to leave one. Often you can see people's names. And I always recommend that you focus on getting Google reviews. I mean, you can use other platforms as well. Probably a spread across all platforms is good, but definitely Google reviews. It's good for your Google juice. They're relatively easy to leave. People respect Google reviews more. You can screenshot them and put them on your website or recreate them to go onto your website. So Google reviews is absolutely the right place to go. But how do you get more of them? You may have heard me talk in the past about one very simple idea, which is where you automate something off the back of your ticket. So there are things like services like Customer Thermometer that will do this for you. And I think a lot of PSAs do it now. But at the end of each ticket, there's a little smiley face, like a smiley face and an unhappy face. And if they click the unhappy face, it sends a message to you that they've clicked the unhappy face, so you can sort of jump in and find out why they're unhappy. But if they click the smiley face or the super smiley face, then it says, oh, we're so glad you're very happy. Would you mind leaving us a review, please? So the beauty of that, doing it that way, is you're not asking unhappy people to leave Google reviews. So that can work really well. Or here's another idea. So there's an MSP Marketing Edge member I know called John, and I was talking to him a couple of weeks ago, and he has in the past offered his technicians £10 for every Google review they get. So £10 is about 12, 13, 13 US dollars. So let's just step back on this. He says to his technicians, and he doesn't do it all the time, he does like a splurge, might do it for a month, I will give you £10 for every Google review you get. And for some of those technicians, not all of them, but some of them will be very motivated then, whenever they've solved a problem for a client, they're motivated to say to them, hey, is everything all right? Are you happy with what we did here today? Great. Would you mind leaving a Google review, please? If I send you through a link, would you mind leaving that? And they get £10 because obviously it's very easy to track who spoke to which client, right? That makes sense. Now, here's the really cool thing. If their name is quoted in the Google review, they get double that. So they get £20, which is the equivalent to about 25 US dollars. Can you see the power of that? Because the people who are talking to your clients, whether that's your technicians, whether that's your account managers, whether you have a dispatcher, which is what we were talking about in last week's Monday Motivation, if they are the ones judging how happy is this person, are they satisfied, and then asking them directly for a review, that's a very, very powerful thing to do. It's insanely powerful because human-to-human interaction is always the best kind of interaction. We default to digital, press a smiley face, please do this. We default to that because it's easy and it's relatively inexpensive. Humans are not easy and humans are expensive, but actually they get better results every time. So try that. As I say, it's not an idea. There is someone doing it. In fact, there's probably more than one person doing it in the wild, but I know that works. And I forget the exact numbers of how many he generated, but I'm getting the gut feel it's around about the 40 to 50 Google review mark. Imagine going from no Google reviews to like 40 or 50. I mean, that's just insane. You would want to do that, right? I certainly would. So couple of other things just to tell you about. First of all, you probably know I have a drop-in marketing clinic, which I do normally twice a week. This week, it's just tomorrow, so Tuesday, the 10th of March, and you can see the details of that. If you go into the portal and go to the support page, which you'll find in the navigation, all the details are there. And tomorrow is the 10th of March, and we deliver new content on the 10th of every month. So tomorrow you'll get April's content. It will just appear in the portal when you log in tomorrow. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.